GSA is launching a new video contest.
Is your government website getting crushing reviews? Need a web presence with more power? GSA's First Fridays program is having a video contest for a free usability test to improve your government website.
They're asking agencies to get creative.
Use puppets, interpretive dance, or write a song. Winners will receive one of two free day-long usability tests, each worth $17,000. Make a great video and win a usability test today. First Friday's Video Challenge. Oh, yeah.
GSA is promoting their contest on YouTube and other places to spread the word about the importance of usability testing. The contest runs through February. Jonathan Rubin is the new media manager at GSA. He joins Jared Serbu and myself now to discuss what they're offering to agencies. Good morning, Mr. Rubin.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
So that was a great little YouTube video. We got a good laugh from it here in the station, and we couldn't resist playing a little bit of it. Tell us about this contest. What are you guys trying to achieve?
Sure. Like you said, the contest is going on right now. It ends at the end of this month, and it's for our First Fridays program. We do usability testing, and the prize is a free usability test from us. The contest is for people to make a video about why their website, why their government website deserves a free usability test, and why it's special, and why we should take a look at it.
So are the people coming to you mainly people who already know that their websites have major usability problems, or are they trying to get that evaluated?
I think it's a combination of both. Some people are aware that they have some problems and difficulties through user feedback. Other people just realize that they haven't been tested, and it's probably a good thing that they should do.
So usability testing, describe what that means, because a lot of people think, well, does that mean focus groups, or does it mean you hear, for instance, Section 508 usability testing? So define that for us.
Sure. It's kind of a jargony term. When we think usability testing, we think product testing. Basically, you have any product that you create. You have a car, an iPad, or a shoe. You want to make sure that it works correctly, and it also serves your customers' needs. We do this sort of product testing on government websites. We think about the audience. We think about the users and what they're trying to do on the websites. And we do a formal test. We have testers who come in, users of that site. We give them scenarios to accomplish, and the whole time we have it monitored and we're taking notes, and from their experiences we help create solutions.
And tell us about some of the fruit that this has yielded so far, if any. Have you at the back end of this process been able to say, oh, here's what you need to do, and then the agency has gone ahead and implemented those things?
We have. The program has been really popular. We tested 24 websites last year. Just a couple examples of it bearing fruit, like you said. We tested NOAA's site last year, National Oceanic Atmospheric, I think it's Association or Administration?
Administration, yeah.
Administration, thank you. And on the site, it had been written by scientists, basically, and they were using terms that scientists use, such as climate. But the users, when we think about weather, we think about the word weather. So when people were looking for local weather patterns in their area, all they saw was the word climate, and they were getting confused. So we did our usability testing. The users gave that as feedback, and NOAA went back, and they changed the text on their site, and then they tested it again with users, and they found it was much easier to use. Another example was right here at GSA. We like to do 50% of our tests in-house so we can, you know, walk our own walk. We have an intranet, our interior site here at GSA, and it was peppered with terms that you would really only know if you worked here for a couple of years, such as CRIS and Employee Express, different programs that you wouldn't necessarily know if you were new. And we went through and we did our tests, and people found that they didn't know what these terms were. So we went through with the workers of GSA's intranet, and they put next to these terms little labels that said exactly what each of these links were. So when people come to the site now, they can actually tell what these links are about.
It almost sounds like you're doing plain writing of government regulations for websites, really trying to take out the jargon and the inside government, inside the Beltway speak, and really make it more easy to understand.
Yeah, that's right. Plain language is a big part of what we do, although it's not the only thing that we do. We also work with design elements and information architecture. But you're right. When you're thinking about the users all the time, you constantly need to get outside of the government bubble, get out of jargon and government speak, and just make it as plain and simple as possible.
7:36, and we're talking with Jonathan Rubin, the new media manager at GSA.
One of the things about usability testing is the cost. Now, in the video, you guys, which I have to say, how'd you guys put that video together? Because it was a lot of fun, and we have that linked up, or we will have it linked up on federalnewsradio.com for others to see. But talk about the development of the video, and then at the end, it talks about a $17,000 usability test. Is that how much you guys charge when you don't run these free contests?
Yes, no, thanks for mentioning that. Just to talk about the price thing first, our tests are free. We test government websites at no cost. But if you were to actually pay for our services commercially, for the preparation and the creation of tasks and all the staff time and the technical equipment that we use, the price tag is about $17,000. So we use an equivalent there for how much you would pay if you went commercially. But in terms of our program, we have a six-month waiting list. So it's very tough to get tested just because you only have so many people. So the contest allows you to get a slot into our schedule. We'll take a look at your site and get you some feedback right away. In terms of the video, I'm sorry.
It was very well done in terms of you pulled in some funny clips. You have, you know, the car contests and things crashing. I just was wondering the idea around it.
Oh, sure. Where I grew up, they were always having the monster truck show, and you would have that fantastic voice or that guy with a booming vase. And I just thought about that. I said, what a great way to talk about a service that may be a little, you know, technical or dry, but it's interesting. So why not use something a little outside the box? I contacted all these monster truck associations, and they were really forthcoming with their footage. Had to put a voiceover together, and it took a lot of editing. But in the end, I got the sort of comedic effect that I was looking for. I think a lot of people are easily bored, especially when it comes to video. It's just so easy to make a bad video. And tried to make it pop a little bit, and
all right.
Hope I succeeded.
You did a nice job real quick. The contest runs through when, and what should agencies know to enter?
Sure. The contest ends February 29th. For all the contest details, you can go to website test.challenge.gov, and we have all the information there.